Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. This is Doctrine of Truth and your host, Bishop Poole. We are here again and again and again, welcoming you through the power of God. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. And our endeavor always is to welcome you, amen, to direct you to the best we can, to the grassroots level. The Bible said, get wisdom, but all I getting, get understanding. Amen. All listeners, call and share in biblical experience so we can grow thereby. We can all grow. We can always, amen, learn from each other. Because the Bible said, where two or three come together in his name, there he is in the midst. Amen. We want to bring Jesus in the midst. We bring Jesus in the midst. So you have to call, amen, and share with us. And when you do call, amen, the Holy Spirit, amen, will come in. He'll soup with us and fellowship with us. Amen. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to look upon the callers and look upon those, amen, desiring to call, those that are, amen, in highways and byways and the job. God, wherever they are at this moment and at this time, Lord, we ask you to keep them and bless them and shield them and build them up where they've been torn down. God, we come against every demonic force, wherever it might be, amen, to trying to affect your children, your people. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. Amen. You can call or have a friend to call, amen, toll free 1-855-236-2252, 855-236-2252, or they can call 1-347-215-8816, 347-215-8816. Amen. The subject is a little touchy, might be for some, but amen. What we are saying and what the Bible is saying, and we're taking another approach to it, to Ephesians, the 5th chapter, amen, Ephesians, the 6th chapter, Paul, amen, here, he said, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And be not, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We can just emphasize that so many times tonight, today. We wrestle not. And many of you know about wrestling and the WWW, the wrestling teams, and amen, the opponents, amen. And you think that, amen, this is a wrestling match, but Paul say it is not a wrestling match between flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers and rulers of darkness of this world, amen. And he's instructing the saints in Ephesians, amen, those that had got involved, the Ephesian church, amen. But notice he said against the spiritual wickedness in high places, in high places, amen. We know that God is love, and amen, John 3:16, we hear the message of the gospel, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, amen, but have everlasting life. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we hear that message, and that's the gospel message, that God is love. And we hear broken groups that broke off from God, amen, they come to destroy the world, not even knowing that they're, amen, they're fighting against God, amen, by carrying the wrong teaching, amen. But, amen, God love us. He love you despite of all the problems that you have, and despite of all the conditions, amen, that you're going through in the environment, amen, through your life. God is love. Now, let's set the stage here, amen, and let's do some biblical thinking. Those of you that have Bibles, amen, we always stress that you should first find a King James Bible, then work your way from there. There are other good writings and good studies, amen, and we always stress, you know, the King James Bible, then you go to American Standard, then you can go to the Amplified Bible, amen, and the New International Bible. Amen. In the beginning of the Bible, you see, amen, when God created everything, he said it was good and well good. And now then you find he told them, he instructed them not to eat. Amen. There was a test. He told them not to eat of the tree of the garden. Amen. And the instruction was given to him. The instruction was given to Adam, and Adam shared it with his wife, and they both, amen, began to fellowship and work with and had union with God. But you notice one thing, and you begin to study that, those the beginning of time of human race, God did not tell Adam and Eve that they had an enemy, amen, that wanted to destroy mankind. God did not tell them of what Satan was, where he came from, and what he's about, amen. The Lord did deliberately, amen, told them to follow his instruction. But he said, now, if you do not follow this, amen, you will surely die. In other words, you'll be surely be separated from me, and be separated from God is death. Separated from God, amen, is death. See, God is a spirit, and those that worship him must be worshiping him in the spirit and the truth. So God is a spirit, and man was totally spirit and body, amen. And what he had learned, God told him and gave him, amen. And he's soul, he's a thinker, amen. Man, amen, can speak and think things, and it happened, amen. But when they disobey God through the test that God given them, they become now subject, amen, to the God of this world. To the God of this world. So Adam and Eve, amen, wasn't told, amen, but it was a test. This is why believers, we are, amen, we are followers of God, and we're obeyers. If you're a believer, you obey God. You obey the truth. You obey what God tells you. You obey the written word. You obey the rhema word. We are obeyers, amen. Because if you don't, you'd be falling, amen, in the disobedient ones, amen, the ones that disobey God and one that come against God, amen. So the subject might be a little harsh and a little strong. Don't blame me for your problems. Don't blame me for your problems. And if we kind of look deep into this thing, that when God told all the believers, all his disciples, said, listen, I'm going to give you a new commandment. And Jesus saw this. Jesus saw there was a problem. And he said, now I want you to have what? You're going to know, everybody will know that you are mine, my disciples, if you have love one for another. Don't be faulting everybody. Don't be come against everyone. Amen. The believers, we shouldn't be this upset with one another and fault one another. Amen. Because that spirit, amen, of passing the buck and fault finding, amen, came right out of the garden. Yes, it did. It came out of the garden of Eden when, amen, Eve disobeyed. Amen. This is what we're about today in this study. Amen. We are discussing, you might have a testimony. You might have something that came to your mind and you did not know. Amen. You did not understand until the Lord or someone revealed that to you. Amen. That you should not be, amen, a person that always fight, always be have perfection. Amen. Always give sharp and bitter words. Amen. You might be the one that tension and a lot of tension going on in your life and tiredness going on in your life. Amen. And not willing to work. Amen. All those are spirits. Amen. Because, amen, Jesus told the man, and he was possessed of demons, and Jesus, and the demon fell down and said, Master, are you coming to destroy us before time? And Jesus said, what is your name? That's why everybody have a name. Be careful of the names and nicknames you give people, amen, and things have names. And they say, our name is Legion. We are many. So some of these names, backbiting and madness and bitterness and bitterness, amen, and burden, amen, brainwashing, amen, broken spirits and chaos, and, amen, too many cares, Christian Science, chronic sickness, complaining, covetousness, cursing, condemnation, confusion. Amen. That's just some. Angry, anxiety. Amen. Accusers of the brethren. Amen. And these are accidents and accidental prone. Amen. Accusation, accusing of the brethren. Amen. These are some things that maybe you never thought of that were demonic, or the enemy using them against you. And this is why Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You can't point your finger. Don't point your finger at yourself. Don't point your finger at others. When you come in Christ, amen, you pray and you ask God, amen, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, show me, amen, why I'm constantly, or my sister, my brother, constantly involved in this, or constantly involved, amen, in certain things. And you know, we're in love with our friends and our brothers and our sisters. We're concerned about their habits or their walk, even yourself, amen. And here's a portion of this song that we will entertain, amen, your comments and your blessings.
I told him,
this is what it's all about. We have the victory in Christ, and the enemy came to Adam and Eve. He wanted their victory. He wanted their to break union with God and to break the everlasting life he had. That's also what he want with you and I. He want us to break union with God and forget about what God has already given us and what we have, and we're trying to protect what we have. And that's our eternal life and our union with God. We have a caller on the line, and amen. The last four digit we will call out. This is 444-4556. Amen. 4556. Amen. You are on the air. Amen. God bless you. Thanks for calling. Amen. Thank you, caller.
Hello.
Amen. Yes.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
All right. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just came in a little late, but I was very intrigued of what I was hearing. And what caught my attention was you said God didn't even tell them or warn them who was in the garden. He just told them to follow his instructions. In other words, obey the rules. Amen?
Yes, yes.
Amen. So that just blessed my spirit. So a lot of times as saints, we want to know everything word for word instead of just heeding the warnings, obeying the rules. If we just obey the rules, everything will be smooth. Amen.
Okay.
Lord have mercy.
Amen. This is Brother Brown.
Yes,
amen.
Sir. This is Pastor Brown. How you doing, sir?
Okay. God bless you. God bless
you. Yes, sir. And I got one more thing to say, and I'm gonna let y'all enjoy y'all self, but I'm just going to sit back and listen because, you know, it don't take much for me to get happy. The bottom line is a lot of things going on, and we got to watch out for these snake oil salesmen and stop running to everything we hear and no sound doctrine. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm to the point where if you're not rapture ready, you can forget about it, Freddy.
God bless you.
God bless you. I'm not going to give too much of my stuff away. I'll talk with you later.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Because we need, the Bible said, we're two or three touch and agree, and where two or three, Jesus said he'd be in the midst, and that's why we enjoy other callers, because we want Christ to come in fellowship on this message tonight and today, wherever you might be listening. Amen, amen, amen. We have a 4427-851. Amen. You are listening. Go right ahead. You are on the air.
Amen,
yes,
Bishop. I wanted to go back to this wrestling. We wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Go ahead. We'll wrestle.
Well, you know, what we need to keep in mind in this day is the original thought was that only those that were born of a woman have legal authority in the earth. And
okay.
The understanding that the enemy was not legally born in this earth. So he had no legal authority in the earth. So all he can do is work in the minds of in the spirit of a man and to act like a puppeteer, to work in his spirit to get him to do his will, because he has no legal authority in this earth. And this, so many a time when we are looking at people who are offending us and stuff, we got to look past them and know what's operating in their lives, that the enemy is operating in them, getting them to perform what he wants to be done. And and when we do that, now that makes us turn to the Word of God to deal with spiritual things and get our mind off the flesh.
All right, God bless you. Now you open up a whole new ball game, but it's very true, because of I remember, you know, when you go on vacation and mission work, and I know you think about things, and you say, well, you know what, my mind fell on this, but I'm too far here, and I'm committed to this time. It's too late. I'm just going to commit myself here and deal with that when I get back. So the same thing, if we commit our mind to Christ, amen, being a Christian, come what may, and look to God. Let him prove himself. Amen. Give him time to prove himself. Amen. You can hear people say that all the time. We say, well, I haven't finished. I'm trying to prove out. I'm trying to work the situation out. And, you know, that's what research is about, trying to prove out if this is good or not. And God wants us to put our mind in action. Amen. That's what Paul said, that, you know, we have to renew our mind. We just have to renew our mind to these things. All right, God bless you. We have two. Amen. We need some more, because we want Jesus, the Holy Ghost, to come in. Amen. The Bible says we're two or three. Amen. We need another person to push, to share with us. Maybe God, Holy Spirit, reminded you of something that you needed to correct. And I know you, we're not calling names or anything, so we don't get personal. But I heard a testimony one time on the radio. A lady was testifying concerning her health. And the Lord had, she said she was about to, and, you know, this is a Christian. And she said, you know, I know I love the Lord. I know I have the Holy Spirit. I know I was spirit-filled. But I was thinking about suicide. She didn't know what I was thinking about committing suicide. And the Holy Spirit told me, get rid of the sugar in my house. I said, oh, God. Oh, God. Sometimes we forget that we live in this body. And it's subject to, like Brother Brown was saying, that it's subject to still is. We still live in this world. We've been born. God created us from the dust and the ground. And when Adam and Eve committed sin, amen, we become union to this world and broke union with God. All right. Anyone else would like to just press one? Amen on the caller. Okay. Go right ahead. 666. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God bless you, Bishop. I just wanted to say so far it's been a wonderful call. I've been tremendously blessed by the call. And the first pastor that started talking, he got me a little fired up, and I'm might want to take that little bit he spit at the end and turn it into a message if you ain't careful with that one. It was very, very good.
Go right ahead.
I'd just like to say, I'm looking at John, the 6th chapter and the 63rd verse, and it says, it is the spirit that quickens, but the flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. I think a lot of times we tend to get mad with a person when they offend us or whatever, but we have to learn to be on a spiritual level. If we on a spiritual level, then we'll realize it's not actually the person that's causing the problem, and we'll begin to see things another way when you walk in the spirit. You know, recently I just went through some issues in my own ministry, and I had to sit back and instead of letting the flesh want to cause anger. And the flesh wants you to be mad with people. But when you look at it from a spiritual level, the devil will bring all kind of problems in a ministry, in your home, or whatever he can do to cause issues. And if you're thinking out of the flesh, you know, the flesh will cause you to be mad and, you know, want to quit or you want to give up. But when you're in a spiritual level, you'll realize that those are things of the flesh. You know, the spirit will quicken you, and the spirit will give you life, and the spirit will help you understand that, you know, those are the things that's going to come against the flesh, because the devil know if you walking, I mean, you walking in the spirit and you led by the spirit, he really can't touch you. So different things come in life to get you to be fleshly and to get you to be mad with one another. And, you know, there's a reason why Jesus said, love your enemies. You know, it's not because he's telling you just to, you know, sit there. You know, some people take that scripture as, oh, he wants you to, I want to say it in a nice way, he wants you to kiss somebody behind, you know, but it's not. He's not saying that. He's not saying it that way. Right. He's saying you're not going to, you're going to love your enemy because you realize it's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual thing. Right. I mean, you know, if you're walking in the flesh, yeah, you're going to be mad at your enemy. You're going to say, well, yeah, that person did me like this, that person did me like that. But you realize it's not that person, it's the spirit that's that person, you know, inside that person that's actually causing that problem. It's not the person themselves. So you can still love despite of, you know, You just have to look at things from a spiritual level and get out of the natural, because the flesh, like the scripture's talking about, it profits nothing.
Right. All right. God bless you.
I'm really fired up about the topic tonight. It's a good topic. We can be here all night talking about this one.
Okay. All right. This is, you know, and some of the things I learned, and, you know, you learn this through the Holy Spirit and practicing the Word of God. Every born-again Christian, even those that are striving in Christ, the babes that they go through, amen, we have to put a balance in fasting. Isaiah 58, say these are the things that, you know, God said he wants us to fast to break heavy yokes and habits, amen. We might be accustomed, and don't say you're not delivered, amen. When you come to Christ and God can deliver you right away, the enemy always come up and he'll bring up the old backwards. He'll open the back door and say, oh, but look out here. Let me show you this. And this is number one. In this spiritual warfare, you have to come out from among things that you know that relate to your past. Or if you're working or being among people that you're working with, you just have to try to isolate yourself much as possible and not to participate in language. I don't have nothing against lottery and bolito and gambling, but you have to isolate yourself. I know when one man retired and then we needed so many X amount of dollars, oh, man, I was ridiculed about a couple of days. All it is just a dollar. You don't have to tell nobody that you put that dollar in to win this money. We want to win this money. We're not going to tell that you put it in. And I said, no, I'm not going to put it in. I'm not going to put it in because, you know, I was showing my light towards them. And as well as there are some things when we begin to practice the Word of God and show restraint, and you know you're being persecuted and talked about, and you understand this is the issue. If you don't understand there's a spiritual warfare that dealing with people to cause you to negate, to walk away, eliminate what God has taught you and what God has given you, then you will participate. See, this is what spiritual warfare is about. Eve and Adam was told not to do this. And, you know, through the constant, I don't know the time and date, how many days, how many months, how many hours, then the enemy constantly, amen, had a conversation with Eve about eating of the tree. But what was recorded, amen, he said, the day that you eat of this, you will not surely die. You know, he went to the Word. He went to the Word and twisted the Word, and that's what got her. And we can debate about that. But if you're not aware of, amen, spiritual warfare, amen, if it's going to attack your strength in God, we kind of simplify as much as possible. If it's going to attack your strength, faith in God, if it's going to attack your unity and peace with God, or your peace of mind, or your health, then you should be aware something here is out of balance. Something is out of balance. Amen. Do we have another call? You can push one. Amen. The Bible said a mouth for two or three witnesses, and we want Jesus to come in the midst. All right, 4427. Amen. Go right ahead. All right, Brother Hester, I believe.
Yes, Brother Bishop, I was thinking, you know, the Word of God to tell us to be as wise as a serpent, to be slow to answer, quick to hear, but slow to answer. And in that is where we deal with spiritual matters when we come into conflict and battle. Quite often, a lot of times, a person will say something harsh, and it the calm of mind is want to quickly retaliate. to give a quick response, you know, to keep from being embarrassed. And the Word of God teaches us that, no, you just don't consider your answer before you speak.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, it gives you a moment to realize that this person, just like Peter, when he came up behind Jesus and said, Lord, I know you not to die, Jesus recognized that lady. That wasn't Peter. He told him, get behind me. And this is a lot of times when people say things that provoke you, you have to consider your response. Just to be hesitant in responding, because if you're not, the enemy will get both of you to react the way he wants you to act, and then you're out of control. So a person of God, you've got to be slow to respond to people when they try to provoke you into speaking or doing something irrational.
Very good, very good. That is very true, because, amen, being constant in prayer, amen, and your mind, you know, we're alluding to the mind, which is very important, very, very positive. Put your mind, amen, on God, and try to keep your mind godly, amen. And you feel some difference when people talk, amen. It take two, when they say take two to dance, two to tango. You know, a serpent, we have hunters around that go out hunting, amen. You can hear the noise in the trees or something, and you look, the animal is gone. He knows danger is coming up. Amen. So when you, amen, be smart, and you know this person, what this person about, or you hear conversations, you know, especially those that are young in Christ that are listening now, amen, kind of ease away. Don't say anything much as possible. Amen. Because they'll try to lure you into it, and tell your mind, next thing you know, you know, you'll be like Peter. And, you know, it's a good study. It's a good study. Look at the disciples before Pentecost. Look at the disciples, and amen, those that are young in Christ, that come into Christ. And Jesus was always with them. He was always with them and correcting them and showing them their shortcomings. And this is why Jesus told them, I'm going away, but I want y'all to go to Pentecost now. Go to Jerusalem. Don't come out. Do not come out. Stay there. Stay there until God give you something. Amen. Which is the Holy Spirit. All right. We have another caller. Amen. Let's press 1. Amen. We want. Okay. Somebody. Yes. Yes. Go right ahead. 305.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Brother Garrett here.
Yes, sir. We're waiting on you. We're waiting on you.
You're waiting on me.
Quarter.
I was enjoying the conversation, and I want to be short. I'm learning something here. If you're going to say anything or mean anything, you got to get to the point and leave it alone.
Okay.
I listened to what you were saying, and what struck me about this girlfriend Eve, herself is what got her in trouble.
Okay.
That's what happens to every man.
Mm-hmm.
Self.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are all in a race, and our problem is we are running away from self. That's our problem. But all the time, self is remaining with us.
Okay.
That sounds kind of difficult, but that's the truth. Now, when Eve saw that the fruit looked good to her, and this is the picture that the devil pointed out to her, said, "You won't die." So there was a conflict. She boasted self, and when she saw it, she took it. So what I'm saying is this. We are all in a race. I think Paul talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that we need to know when we come to Jesus, we have to deny ourselves. And that's the bottom line. God won't deal with you if you keep pushing self out there.
Okay.
And matter of fact, Jesus died. He died so that what we have the privilege of getting rid of self. You analyze it and look at it. This is what God said. So this is why He have to fill us with His love, so we can overcome us. You know. I kind of caught something about myself recently.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to the Lord talk concerning the Word, and
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking this is what I'm gonna preach to other folks.
Okay.
But I caught myself. I said, "Now wait a minute, he talking to me." you see my point? So now in this race, if you don't run, Bishop, you can't blame nobody else. If you
okay.
don't obtain the prize, you can't blame nobody else. Listen, you ain't got to be a fast runner. You ain't got
okay.
to be a strong runner. But you
uh-huh.
got to stay in the race.
Stay in the race.
And you going to fall out the race if you keep pumping up self. You got
right.
to surrender to the love of God. Love is tough, man. Love is against you. So I end this with Jesus says. Now everybody looking at the cross that Jesus bore, right?
Mm-hmm,
but he said,
mm-hmm.
but now except you deny yourself and take up your cross and follow
mm-hmm.
me, he said, you ain't even worthy. So that's my way in tonight. Amen. For
okay.
the whole, all men is in this race, and you
all
gotta
right.
continue. You must continue. You gotta finish the race. If you don't, like I just heard a brother say, where he said something about rapture ready. That's your goal line.
That's the ticket.
Amen.
So
if you don't look at yourself. You don't deny yourself. You're not even worthy of the Lord's blessing. So let the other brothers grab it and run with it. Thank you, Brother Bishop.
God bless you, Brother Gary. That is very true because, amen, and when Paul was talking about, doctrines of demons, and that's what got Satan, Lucifer, amen, he got him evicted up there. Because he said, I'm going to go up higher, and I'm going to make me a heaven. And he began to talking and going on, and Michael and them, I'm paraphrasing, Michael and them said, hold on now, this brother done stepped out of line, because he can write a couple of notes and hit a couple of tunes. Now he making a mistake, and he's been teaching doctrine of self ever since. Amen. What this new thing moving around, selfish books and selfish this. Amen. It's about self. And amen. You cannot please God in yourself. Amen. Amen. All right. We have another caller. We're winding down because we have another couple minutes here. We got to give a conclusion to the whole matter. Amen. And we have another caller, 5-5. All right. All right, Brother Hester, give a couple minutes here. We got to go right ahead. I think it's Brother Hester.
Yes, sir. We just have to keep in mind that today, like I keep seeing that with all the technology and the gadgets and things that we have with modern technology, we can lose sight of the fact that the enemy is always trying to steer us, trying to put his spirit in control of our bodies. And that's the
okay.
thing that we keep in mind.
Very good, very good, very good. And that's very, very good point. And you have to understand, he's the same devil, the same one, same Lucifer. He's the same one, son of the morning, amen. And Paul was saying in Ephesians, amen, he said, finally, brethren, rendering to, for now on and henceforth, spiritual battle Christians are engaged. And to exist, amen, we can't exit from it. And I'm reading a little portion here from the commentary, amen. This is not no cease battle. This is not no temporary truth, amen. We constantly, amen, going to be harassed. We constantly, amen, be sought after, because you know what? We're going to heaven. We're going to the place where God wants us to be, and he can't come. Satan can't come. All those fallen angels can't come. So we are protecting what God has given us, and we have a home and a place, and he's using text phones, cell phones, iPads, television, cars that will talk to you and tell you when to stop and get up and get out. And we got watches that wake you up in the morning, and coffee will come on. And you know, it's the same. It's the same, but he got a different approach. And the enemy, amen, he comes at your body, amen, he comes at your mind, and he comes at your spirit. The spirit, man, if you don't be able to access what's going on in your mind, amen, and what people want you to put in your body and think this warfare is over, that's where you begin to graduate. That's when graduation comes, when you come aware. And Paul told Timothy, listen, Timothy, tell all the brethren to pray over their food. Amen. And not only that, Paul said, let's pray without ceasing. Because this thing is spiritual. It's spiritual. Yes, we can praise God and thank God. But I always look at Jesus. Jesus prayed so. Amen. And the disciples, they didn't shout too much, but they sure enough prayed. Amen. They got in the upper room. They stayed there. Amen. When the Holy Ghost fell, amen, and the Holy Spirit come in your life, amen, you're going to be talking in all kinds of different spirit languages, amen, but it'll be the same spirit. It'll be the same spirit. And Jude went so far to say, build up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in the Holy Spirit. Prayer is one of the weapons, amen, the sword of the Spirit Paul was talking about when we put on the whole arm of God. Amen. Say, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. The 12th verse of the 6th chapter. Amen. Against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world. Amen. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take upon you the whole armor of God, that you be able to withstand in the day of evil day, and having done all, to stand. And therefore, having your loins gripped with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet sharp with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fierce darts of the spirit, amen, of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. Satan is a spirit, fallen spirits in high places. Amen. And spiritual warfare, we have to give a sword. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Is the word of God. Amen. We thank God today for all of you. Amen. We have still more time. We're winding down. Amen. We need some now closure. Amen. And what some of the points. Number one. Amen. Once you give yourself to Christ and accept him, amen, your mind, body, soul, accept God, amen, and believe John 3:16, that God loves you. He's not out trying to destroy you. That is one, amen, red flag can pop up when your mind begin to say, I don't love God, nobody love me, nobody don't care. That should be a ring a bell in your life. You know, okay, we have another caller. Amen. We have another caller. Then press 1. You want to share a testimony or something with us? Go right ahead. You're on the air. Go right ahead, caller. Last 4 digits, 4556. Amen. 584. You on there? All right.
Can you?
Okay, go right ahead. Okay, we have a break connection there. All right, you can call back. Amen. Once you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you just believe in John 3:16. Amen. You can openly confess, you know, your faults, to others or to the world by water baptism. Amen. And fellowship, constantly fellowship. Amen. Being among the saints. Hello? Hello? Being among the saints, being among those that were the same like mine, amen. You're always going to have spiritual warfare. Paul said he found in the book of Romans, in his body, amen, he found there's a warfare going on, amen. When he desired to do good, evil is present, amen. You're always going to be, but you become aware. Yes, sir, go right ahead, someone. Is someone coughing just a while ago? You on the air? Hello? All right. And we are. Yes. And always be aware. Go right ahead. Amen. That God love you, God care for you. And the warfare, sometimes the enemy try to turn you against yourself. Amen. That's why body, soul, and spirit, and we are threefold. Amen. We are threefold, and we care, God care. Amen. You have to be aware of this, Amen. And it was a test, and you be tested, but the more you study, the more you pray, and the more you be involved among others, amen, touch not, handle not unclean things, amen, you still will have small things, but you become more aware. You become more aware what's happening. You become more aware of what's happening, amen. We're just encouraging you, amen. That's why you're here listening. That's why we're sharing, amen. God's people come to encourage, not to destroy, not to tear down, amen, not to be, amen, putting you in a position, amen, whereby, amen, you have to pull off. You can, there's the things that you can do yourself. You can do yourself. You can pull off. You can pull off and walk away, amen, and find situations, amen, that would better your life, but it takes time. It takes time, amen, for you to continue to grow. Not overnight. It won't happen overnight. It won't happen tomorrow. But once you become aware of it, whatever it might be, amen, you can have victory. Victory is knowing, amen. Ecclesiastes talking about, amen, how to defend yourself. Amen. You can defend yourself, amen, through knowledge. Amen. We all know about money. Amen. But you forgot about knowledge. Amen. Knowing how things can be. God love you. God care for you. And God will protect you. And he'll stand with you. Amen. We have a couple more minutes. Anybody would like to, you can just push one on your phone. Amen, and share a testimony, something that God had given you, amen, that you have done, or you have overcome, amen. You know, it might be strengthening others. And this go way back to where, amen, I think Brother Garrett shared this one time, that when Jesus told him, we're going to be fishing with men, amen, that you are the bait. You are the bait. You are, you know, we're out there hanging in front of the world, and the world see you, they come to you, and they begin to ask you, amen, how did you overcome this? Go right ahead. Yes, sir, go right ahead.
I think one of the keys, that points that you pointed out a couple times is putting on the whole armor. And, you know, that's the only way you're going to be able to stand and begin to building up yourselves, praying in the Holy Spirit, because we don't know what to pray for. But as the scripture said, you know, the Spirit knows what to pray for. And I just think that's one of the keys in today's time, as we begin to pray in the Spirit and allow the Spirit to begin to build us up and putting on that whole armor. You know, that's the only way we're going to be able to make it.
All right, all right. I want you to come back in and close us out here. About another 5 minutes. Amen. All right, we have another caller. Amen. To share with us. We're about closing out. Maybe some sickness, some disease. Amen. That go right ahead, Brother Garrett.
Bishop.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say this. The church, the body has to come together. See, God, when God talks to us, He speaks boldly, directly to your spirit.
Okay.
And sometimes self don't want to go with what He says.
Uh-huh.
But we must humble ourselves, He said, under the mighty hand of God. You see, in due time, He'll raise us. So my point is, I can call you. The Lord talked to me, you understand, but I got to get so that I just can't wrestle with it. You have to call a bishop. You got to call pastor and tell pastor what the Lord said to you. This is how you deal with self. See the greatest part of God's love is what? Dealing with your brother. How can you say you love God and hate your brother?
All right.
To say we one body. You got to come together and don't be ashamed. See that's what it is. If you be risen with Christ, you seek those things above. You're not ashamed. You understand to put your thought out there. But then you got to have somebody you can talk to about it. That's what I want.
Sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. All right. I'm gonna call out some things sometimes we overlook that the enemy use as a tool. You know, I say this, it's the same hamburger, but they dress it up all kind of ways now. They put all kind of ketchup on it and pickles and whatever, but it's the same hamburger. Amen. But look at the accusations of the brethren. That's the spirit. Amen. Anxiety and anger. Amen. Lust. Amen. Bitterness. Bickering. Sometimes we overlook that worration. It can cause physical and mental, amen, health problems. And you let the enemy continue to deal with your mind by worrying about things, amen, and being bitter over certain things. All right, we have a caller. Amen, 442-4427. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir, Bishop. I want to get Colossians 2:8 in there. It said, beware lest any man spoil you through his philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. You know, we got so many gadgets now giving us instructions and telling us what to do that we're not paying attention to the main instructions that come from life manual, which is the Word of God. We got all kind of gadgets guiding us and telling us what to do. But
Amen.
We're not being guided by the Word of God.
Amen. Very true. Very true there. These gadgets, I'm telling you, and you hit a good point there. That's some of the tricks. I know I was working with my laptop concerning you can just talk into, amen, your laptop and the software and reading a story. Amen. And this story began to get into so much occultic the base wickedness, you know, for they can capture your voice in the computer that's printed. And I had to stop speaking through that, reading that story. Amen. You don't know who writing these material and what's going on. It's not godly. And that's going to be one of the tricks the enemy using. Amen. Even though we have biblical, I mean, we have the Word of God, and some use it to entrap. The devil using things from God's Word to entrap people. Amen. And this false doctrine, my God. And Jesus says it's going to be many. If Jesus says it's going to be many, amen, it's many. It's many, not one or two. It's just all. You have to be aware. Daniel was saying in the last days, amen, be much knowledge and laws and changing of laws of time, and they seek to wear out the saints. Amen. You seek the way out the Most High, the saints of God. Amen. Be careful of your time. Don't let the enemy wear your time out. You got to be time conscious and manage your time. Amen. Put your time on a scale. Amen. All right, we have another caller. Amen. 9670. Amen. You're on the air. Go right ahead. Hello?
Praise God. This is Sister Octavia. I just want to say I'm glad to be with you, Bishop, and the saints. And I just also wanted to touch on what you said about just being careful with where you get your information, where you and who you talk to. I know that we all should be there to encourage each other. If you see one of your brethren or a saint, the Holy Spirit should put on your heart, if they are dealing with something, to ask, is there anything that they need? And especially if it's someone who is always helping others. We tend to forget those people. We tend to forget that they need support also.
Yes.
And also wanted to quickly just say, just to remember through Psalms 139, he says that God is totally focused on us and our ways, and he's also in our assignment, and that God carefully examines every word that we speak daily, so he's with us. He says, there's not a word in my tongue, but, O Lord, that thou knowest it altogether. And he will never be outside of your reach or your access. And that's in 139, 7 through 10. He talks about being with us all the time, even in the darkest trial. He'll turn on a light for us.
God bless you. Good to have you.
Amen.
On the panel tonight, we're getting ready to call our brother, the Carolinas, again to close it out the next minute. Amen. And while you were speaking there, sister, that it reminded me that the enemy, he comes in. He always, you know, when you think you're at your weakest moment, when you're fasting or praying or going through some kind of hard trial, or you're just plainly tired, amen. Ecclesiastes said, dreams come through multitude of business, amen. So don't take that dream and say, oh, this is what God want me to do, when you've been running all day, you can't sleep, you're tired, you don't know, your blood pressure is down, and your triglyceride is all bouncing around. So, you know, the enemy tries us at our weakest moment, at our weakest moment. And we're so thankful tonight for all of you. Amen. Your respect places. Amen. We want our brother to come back. Amen. Amen. The Carolina just closes out with a prayer. Amen. And go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity to come together on the call. We ask you to continue to bless our bishop, Lord God, for bringing this call together, Lord God, and continue to grow it, Lord God. We ask you to bless him in each and every way of his life, Lord God, even in his daily walk with you, O God. We ask you to strengthen him yet the more. And we thank you for each and every person that was represented on this call and this, their families and their lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just giving us another realm of your spirit upon us, Lord God. We thank you for your anointing flowing amongst our lives, Lord God, as we go in our daily lives, Lord God. We thank you for strength in our minds, strength in our bodies, Lord God. We even thank you, Lord God, for a double portion of your anointing resting upon us, Lord God, as we go forth, Lord God. We thank you that we worship you, Lord God, in spirit and in truth, Lord God. And amongst you, Lord God, there's no flesh that dwelleth good, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we go forth in the spirit, Lord God, and we're led by the spirit, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God, for you ever destined for us to be here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.